This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At least 31 are dead as we take to the airwaves here this Tuesday morning after blasting an airport and a subway in Brussels. We have seen this movie before, again and again and again, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know about you, today, you know, number one, you're not surprised when you get the news, which is sad. Number two, I really think it's just a matter of time between now and when these are more of a regular thing here than there. San Bernardino being an example. Brussels is chosen for the site of this attack for a pretty specific reason. It's like the capital of Europe, right? Headquarters of the EU, NATO is there. So that's why Brussels was hit. To say, Europe, you know, we got your capital. Right? So, there'll be more of these. There'll be more here. And when they happen, the reaction's all the same. It's terrible. It's awful. Won't stand for this. We don't really do anything. President Obama's reaction today is to attend a baseball game in Cuba. How any member of the United States government could go sit at a baseball game today in Cuba on the heels of a terror attack is beyond me. I had to cancel that baseball game in a nanosecond and turn thoughts and prayers to what's happening in Brussels. But they won't. My guess. Our own Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, going to go sit down at a baseball game. They've been yakking about this baseball game for 3 days. This whole trip to Cuba was about a baseball game, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, Tampa Bay's coming down. We got a baseball game. Yeah. Rome is burning, and they're going to baseball games. Is that too harsh? Or are you in the camp of, you know what, if you just stop your day and you don't do what you were going to do, you let them win. Maybe you're in that camp. I don't know. Anyway, I'm irritated by it all because I don't see anything in the way of a really strong reaction to it. That's what's irritating. You know, President Obama, he golfs when these things happen. He just, you know, baseball games, golf, whatever. What is the date today? When is January 20th? When is January 20th? Can you do some quick math on how many days left of this lack of leadership we have to endure?
Let's put Rev on that. He can count better than I can.
Yeah, Rev, you're on it. And in the meantime, I want to hear from Donald Trump, but I want to hear from Ted Cruz and John Kasich. Actually, I don't want to hear from John Kasich. I like John Kasich. I think he's brought something to this. But right now, doesn't he seem like the sort of clueless one in all of this? There's no path to the presidency whatsoever. And his only path to the nomination would be to go to the convention, have Donald Trump a little bit short of a majority, and Ted Cruz a couple hundred votes below that, and then have them get into some kind of a big fight, and then he's going to say, pick me. I don't know what he sees as the way. I really don't. He belongs on somebody's ticket at this point. He really does. So this thing could be settled one way or another. Anyway, a couple of my thoughts. I want yours. We have more on the attack there. Here's what I'd really like to know, and I'm serious about this. No amount of experience in the State Department, Defense Department, the United Nations, Congress equips anyone any better to think they know what we got to do. What does your common sense tell you that we got to do to stop this? You're the experts. I don't want to hear from the self-proclaimed experts who got all the answers. I want to hear from real people that make up the What's on Your Mind audience. It is a Tuesday edition of the program. My name is Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god, is here. He's got his phone right in his hand waiting for your text. 701-226-8503. Put Todd in your favorites. Just put the right there. What's on your mind? The button you push when you're trying to tell us what you'd do to stop the madness. 701-226-8503. All right. You can also call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You can email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. On the program today, and a number of questions have come in for these guests already. Welcome others. I'll give you a telephone number in a moment where you can leave your questions for these two. Or you can text Todd. Just say, question for Gov, question for the coach. Brad Berry, the coach of the University of North Dakota men's hockey team. What a season they have had. And yet another NCAA tournament is in front of them. Incredible. Unbelievable amount of those. They will go to Cincinnati and play Northeastern in a bracket that also includes Michigan and Notre Dame. Two wins this weekend in Cincinnati would put them once again in the NCAA Frozen Four. That's in Tampa Bay, Florida. Todd right now is working on all of the travel arrangements to get the show and all of our listeners to Tampa Bay for the NCAA Frozen Four down there in Tampa Bay. Todd, let us know how it's coming along. Would you please? Yeah.
Sure.
And we'll be taking that in. Also, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us. We're going to talk about the latest revenue numbers. Doug Burgum, who's a candidate for governor, is being really critical of the management of the state today. It's a risky move, but it's also a political season, so you sort of do what you got to do. I am not one of those individuals that believes we have a crisis in North Dakota government right now. I think we have a lesson going on, honestly. It's not one that we didn't know, but it stuck us pretty good. The lesson is certainly the perfect storm can happen. Commodity prices down on the ag side, commodity prices down on the energy side. Our revenue, whoa, where'd it go? I mean, it fooled Moody's, for crying out loud. Now, the good news is they were largely prepared for it. You know, if you have 30 bucks in one pocket and 10 in the other, and you want to buy something for 31 bucks, you're not broke. Right? You're just pulling things out of one pocket versus another, and that's how they budget. That's how they do that. And quite honestly, that buys things like property tax reform. What do we spend on that? $1 billion? That pays for things like infrastructure, badly needed, as the oil boom ramped up. I mean, I can keep going down the list. Now, personally, if it was me, I would have not spent as much, honestly, because we spent a lot of one-time bucks and we spent a lot of ongoing money, and we could because the dollars were coming in. That's where the lesson comes in. I think we'll spend less next time. I think we'll also recognize how real dependent we are on oil revenue. Everybody wants to avoid that. They always want to dance around that. It's not the case. So anyway, we'll talk with Governor Dalrymple about the whole budget situation, and there's probably nobody in state government that knows it better than he does. He really does. So if bring me your toughest questions on the budget, and he'll ask it. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. I'll ask it. He'll answer it. How about that? 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Questions either for Coach Brad Berry, the North Dakota hockey team, or Jack Dalrymple, the governor of the great state of North Dakota, today on the program. All right, anything on your mind, whether it be Brussels and what to do about that, or our budget situation, or hockey, or anything else, we got a little time to chat, so let's get to it here on the program. Brought to you today by PVE Scheffler, providing a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. They have extensive knowledge in civil engineering and surveying, focused on planning, regulatory permitting, exploration, production services, mainly associated with the oil and gas industry. And that's a highly competitive business, so PVE Scheffler is known as having the high professional integrity. They're a trusted partner to a lot of energy companies. Call Jeff Holcomb, PVE Scheffler, today at 701-628-4554 or visit PVEScheffler.com. Let's go to West Hope, North Dakota. The one and only Bob is first to go today on What's on Your Mind. Bob, you want to talk about hunting and fishing, they tell me.
Yeah. Yesterday I traveled quite a few miles to try to get a fishing license. I went to Botno, and there's two places over there that they don't handle them anymore. And that other place where I went, they're supposed to handle them, but the guy, he's looking around on the counter looking for the book to fill out. I says, no, I says, I believe you got to do it online. Oh, he says, I don't know how to run that thing. So, anybody else around? No, I'm the only one here today for this shift. So, I come back from over there, and I didn't have my fishing license yet for.
So you didn't get to wet your line yesterday, Bob, huh?
No, well, yeah. I've got a license for it up until the end of March.
Would you like us to ask others whether they're in the metropolitan area of West Hope where they're getting their license?
Well,
we can hang on a sec. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
We're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with Vince to talk a little bit about stress. A lot of it out there in our lives every single day. How do I get rid of it?
Well, in our ever-changing Western world, pressure, stress, that fire alarm has become the standard. It's the normal. And it's your body basically has accepted it, and it's in the fight-or-flight mode. And what's happening there, your body's shut down. Your cells are shut down, trapping bad stuff in, keeping good stuff out. Matter of fact, it's the root of 90% of all illness. And really, you only have two options. One is to reboot. The other others to crash. Your body's keeping score, whether you know it or not, and you know what I'm talking about when crash. Well, how do you reboot? Sit in hot water 20 minutes a day. It brings your body back to its ideal state, and your cells open up, your circulation increases, bad stuff out, good stuff in, your whole body comes alive. So that's really your only option to deal with the Western world we live in and the stress, which is killing you slower or faster than you know.
So get in and buy the best. Hot Springs Spas. Why is Hot Springs the best?
Well, because we want you to use it, the absolute best ownership experience, better massage, better water, better energy. We simply do the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more. And if everything I just said is true, and it is, we want you in that water.
Find one today at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. FargoHotSpring.com to find out more. They're on South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and Extra Spitfire in West Fargo.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Huge dilemma right now, Todd. I need your help with here.
All right.
Huge.
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat waiting here.
Huge. Isn't that how Bernie Sanders says it? What's new and exciting at B-Mobile? I'll talk about that first, and then you can help me with my huge dilemma. And you know B-Mobile as the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. The Samsung S7 and S7 Edge are here at B-Mobile, packed full of one-of-a-kind features. Let me tell you about a few. And then you'll say, I can't live without this phone. Water-resistant features. How about that? How many phones have you ruined because, you know, they dropped in the tub or something? Enhanced camera for less blur. Low-light picture taking. Need more battery life? There's not a smartphone owner on the planet that doesn't need more battery life. The Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge boast the biggest battery yet. And it has fast wireless charging. So that's why we say the Galaxy S7 is the phone for you. Whether at home, the lakes, or beyond, B-Mobile is everywhere you are. Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Minot, Botno, Devil's Lake, and Williston. To find a location near you, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. Bradbury, coach of the UND Fighting Sioux hockey team at the bottom of the hour.
It's
my legacy.
It's legacy, that's right. As long as you're only doing it for the legacy thing. And they're currently that.
Just like I can buy a little bit of Fighting Sioux merchandise. I also
right, I mean, once they put the merchandise out, they open that door. I mean,
exactly
you're right.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the dilemma. I have Bob, and Bob needs some help on the whole fishing license thing.
Yeah.
Up there at West Hill. And I also have President Obama about to say a few words on what happened in Brussels.
Hmm.
Which of the two would you go to next?
That's a
we can do both,
one.
But which order?
Well,
would
if Bob can hold on, we should do the president.
Okay,
first,
Bob, hang on here. We better go to the president because he's going to tell us about how it's cool for him to go to a baseball game today in Cuba. But he is very upset about what's happened in Brussels, as I hope all of us are upset.
Well, yeah, no doubt.
President Castro,
the people of Cuba,
pueblo cubano,
thank you so much for the warm welcome
por la calurosa
that I have received, that my family has received, and that our delegation has received.
By the way, Manny's doing the translation here, and a fabulous job of it. Thank you, Manny, for that. Good. Listen closely, you can hear me.
Love it.
It is an extraordinary honor to be here today. Before I begin, please indulge me. I want to comment on the terrorist attacks that have taken place in Brussels. The thoughts and the prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium, and we stand in solidarity with them in condemning these outrageous attacks against innocent people. We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible. And this is yet another reminder that the world must unite. We must be together, regardless of nationality or race or faith, in fighting against the scourge of terrorism. We can and we will defeat those who threaten the safety and security of people all around the world. To the government and the people of Cuba.
What in the world? That's it. That's all we're getting on Brussels. Now we're back to happy talk on Cuba and how great it is to be there celebrating this one-way deal. Anyway, anybody else want to stop this before it happens rather than do everything in our power to bring the people responsible to justice? That's where the conversation needs to go. How does this not happen in the first place? How do we stop these attacks? I'm sick of reading about them, hearing about them, waking up in the middle of the night and getting a news alert. Sick of it. And they will be here. New York City, Washington, D.C., San Bernardino, California. You start dotting the landscape with them. In my view, unless we do something. What do we do? Start with a leader. Which one of these presidents, of all you heard from, five still in the race, gives you the most comfort? Lay your hand on the pillow at night thinking they've got it. They're going to stop it. Who would it be? 800-228-0550. Bob in West Hope, sorry to keep you waiting. President Obama, he had a little announcement there. So
yeah, right.
So how can we help you, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I think if we should get this spread out across the state of North Dakota, and about the day that the fishing license comes to an end and a new one should come out, about 200 people should show up down at the Bismarck at the Game and Fish Department about 15 minutes before closing time, and everybody go in and want to get a license.
Why are you not able to buy one online like you do, you know, for pheasants?
I can, but you know how big a sheet of paper that is to fold up to put in your billfold and carry it along with you all the time?
Oh, it's a whole sheet? You can't cut up just the license part?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but that's what they're telling me up here.
We need to get you scissors, or what's the deal, Bob?
Well, no, I got a scissor, but it's just, I don't know. How big a sheet?
So you can't buy
one. Do we want Bob running around with scissors?
Well, that's a good point, Todd. Yeah, very good point. Oh. So you want one? You're just saying. I mean, and you could get one online, but the kind you want is the smaller one you put in your wallet, and the closest you can get is where?
Well, couldn't get the closest for me.
And but you couldn't get it at Botno yesterday.
The guy doesn't know how to print it up.
Yeah. I would imagine a lot of people don't go buy them anymore. They get them online because they find a way to cut them up, is what I'm talking
about. Bob, is this a relative of yours at the counter there by chance?
No.
See, Todd's messing with you now. He's messing with you now.
Here's the thing. You know, Bob won a computer from us here at K-Fire.
Yeah, and I didn't know how to run the thing.
Right. So what was it, 7 or 8 months later, you finally re-gifted it like I told you to?
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Which at least somebody's getting some use out of it.
Well, we have a lot of folks in the audience.
Yeah.
That work at Game and Fish and know the Game and Fish world, so we'll see if any, knowing your situation now, in the detail we do, we'll see what we can do. Either find a place that actually issues the old-fashioned license.
Texter says, tell Bob, if you cut the online license with a scissors, it's about a third of the size of the one you buy over the counter.
Well, I think a guy could take them in and just keep on shrinking them and shrinking them. They've got them. They must have a machine like that to get them.
I think what the texter doesn't realize is you might try cutting your computer screen, and we can't have that happening.
No.
Hey, Bob, it's good to hear from you as always.
And you know what? Last time I talked to you guys, I says we'll do the pots and pans.
Yes.
All right, yeah.
Here we go.
Still the harmonica.
Okay, hang on.
Wow, that was solid. That was very good. You could take that on the road.
Scott, I've never heard you do that.
I hear the sirens coming down the road, though. I think they think there's a domestic dispute in West Hope there. But, hey, Bob, thank you for the call. As always, a great pleasure chatting with you. Brad Berry, UND hockey coach. And we're going to talk some Brussels, trust me, coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by, what is this? What? Nothing like a good marching band, but what are they playing here, you think?
It's called Stand Up and Cheer, I guess. But not the one you're looking for, huh?
Yeah, let her rip, let her rip.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, I just got so excited.
It's a different version, but I hear parts of it in there that make sense.
It does say the green and white above the rest. The problem is they're referring to Ohio University and not
UND,
but that's right.
They ripped our song up.
And our colors.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you guys in Ohio?
We're going to talk North Dakota hockey in just a moment here. After I tell you about My Pillow and a great deal we have exclusively for our listeners right now, the 4-for-1 deal is back. The classic 4-pack combo, only $99.98. You receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. The 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillows also still available. You save 50% on that deal. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott, okay? 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, and so much more that comes with it. They'll tell you all about it when you call them. And some other great savings, too, including those new pillow toppers that are really, really good from MyPillow. Brad Berry, the head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, joins us. I almost said it. I almost used my legacy, but I used that up for the hour, didn't I, Todd? Is joining us on our newsmaker line today. Brad, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Scott?
Do you recognize that Stand Up and Cheer was a little different, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit different, but love to hear it every time. Yep, absolutely.
There we go. Now we're talking. Now it's the North Dakota version of Stand Up and Cheer. Now we got it, Todd. Beautiful. Todd is in charge of the musical selections here on What's on Your Mind, doing a fine job today on the program. So congratulations on yet another selection to the NCAA tournament. That's got to feel pretty darn good, huh?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's one of the boxes that we need to check off every year, and we talk about it in August as one of the goals we want to get to, and we've done that. Now we got to move on to the next box that we got to check.
Now, I know that you obviously knew you were in the tournament because of the pairwise rankings, but then the parlor game is, you know, do you do West Regional? Do you do Midwest Regional? Does it matter? I mean, at that point, when you know you're going to the tournament, everybody has to, you know, that's in the tournament, obviously, is good at that point, and you got to win some games to get to the Frozen Four. But are you paying attention to who you get, who you play, and where you're playing?
Well, you know what? Obviously, you have no control over, you know, the selection part of it. You know, all you have to do is prepare the week ahead to the opponent that you're going to play. And we're playing Northeastern, a very good team. And again, we started our week when we got back off the bus from Minneapolis this past week. And we're going to get ready for Northeastern. So, again, like I said, it's you just hit it on the head, Scott, that in order to get the Frozen Four, you have to win two games. And our maniacal focus is going to be the first game, and that's going to be Friday afternoon in Cincinnati against Northeastern.
All right, I'm going to come back to Northeastern in a moment in the weekend, but I want to go back to the beginning. Talk about this team from the very beginning, because it seems as though, if those of us that have been fans and watched this, you have a team that's just on a mission. I mean, what is different about this team versus previous teams? And talk about what's been different about them this year.
Well, I think it's I use this term very strongly. It's a very, very special group we have here this year. You know, it's made up of a great leadership group here. We don't have a lot of seniors. We have four seniors, but we have a senior and junior class that are really hungry in the fact that wanting to try to do something we haven't done in 15, 16 years here, and that's win a national championship. And again, we're a few weeks away from that, and there's a lot of work to be done, but there's a hunger there, and it starts with their focus. And then, you put in the 11 freshmen, which is a bigger than normal freshman class this year, but they each have had a strong impact in our group here leading up to where we are right now. So I think a lot has to do with, obviously, the older leadership group accepting a very talented, big, young freshman group, which kind of equals out to a very special group going forward.
Do they mentor them? I mean, what happens when you have a young, a young team, which you do, 11 freshmen, and as you say, four seniors? Are those older guys really taking the younger guys under their wing?
Yeah, absolutely. And it all starts in the summertime. It doesn't start just when you walk on campus here at the end of August. You know, our guys are here in the summer. They're going to school. They're training. They're immersing each other. You know, the young guys are immersing with the older guys, and that's a big deal. You know, the other part of it is that we went outside the box this year with our leadership group, and normally you have a captain and a couple assistant captains, two or three assistant captains. We chose, and I chose as a head coach here to try to have that mentorship program that you talked about, and I went with one captain and five assistants, which is a little bit bigger than normal of players wearing a letter. But to the fact where, you know, each guy wearing a letter grabs two or three guys and kind of takes them under their wing and kind of really, really drills down on how, what being a North Dakota men's hockey player is. And again, I think that's had a little bit of a help, with the mentorship side of it.
You know, I don't know. I mean, this is a dangerous parlor game when you start comparing classes and players from one team to the next when it comes to UND hockey, because there's been so many good ones over the years. But the sheer talent by the number of freshmen and what they've accomplished has been, in my mind, nothing short of extraordinary. Does it stick out for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you talk about the freshman class, the first thing you think about is Brock Besser and his, scoring 25 goals so far his freshman year. And, again, like I said, we don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but when you talk about players that have been through our program that have gone up to those levels of success, stat-wise, you look at T.J. Oshie, Jonathan Tate, Zach Parise type players that have kind of been at that level. So, it's hats off to Brock and what he's done. But not only Brock, but the guys around him that's helped him to do that on our team. And you got guys like, Chris Wilkie, Joel Janatwinen, Shane Gersich, Christian Wallan, and Hayden Shaw. You know, and the list goes on. And those guys have been an impact in our lineup every given night.
Talking to Brad Berry, coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, headed for Cincinnati and another NCAA regional to face Northeastern first, and then the winner of Michigan and Notre Dame. What do we know about Northeastern other than they're on a pretty good run here? Huh?
Yeah, they are, and it's for a reason. They're deep in every position, and they've got a big, heavy team. They like to score, get up and down the ice, and try to transition pucks and try to get chances off the rush. And they're a team that, like I said, is playing with a lot of momentum right now, and I think it'll be a very good matchup. I mean, we've been going good here over the second half of the year, and we're equally as deep on our team. And like I said, we've got a little bit of a hunger going here right now. So, like I said, it should be a great matchup.
Patrick has a question. He says, I don't mean to disregard Northeastern, but Red Berenson has the ability to coach his teams to wins against opposing teams, which he admits are much better than his. He did that to us at the 2010 regional in St. Louis. He spoke of it afterward at the press conference. My question is, have you been able to study our opponent's style and have caught in their trap game? Can we overcome this? If this is a function of getting ahead first and then run the trap ourselves, or is it better to keep it tight?
When you get talent down to this time of year, again, you have to be cognizant of the other team and, you know, their strengths and their weaknesses. But I think the biggest thing is you have to, play the game that's given you success all year. And again, that's, you know, our game is a pace game, getting up and down the ice, tight five-man gaps. And again, I firmly believe we're a very good tight checking team through the neutral zone and our end of the rink. And again, this is a time of year where, you know, say it or not, defense wins championships as far as limiting the other team to opportunities. That, you know, I thought this past weekend in Minneapolis, we didn't have success, but it wasn't for the fact of giving up, goals. It was about us not capitalizing on our scoring chances. And we had a lot of scoring chances. We just didn't finish. And again, we got to make sure that we play sound defensively and, again, capitalize on our offensive opportunities going forward here.
I mean, looking back a little bit, I mean, do you think last weekend was a product of really the prize is the NCAA and you know you're in the tournament? I mean, is it tough being down at the NCHC tournament where really you're not playing for a whole heck of a lot other than the pride of winning a tournament?
No, you know what, Scott? We wanted to win that thing. Even though we know we're guaranteed in the pairwise of being in a national tournament, there wasn't one iota of doubt that we didn't want to win that tournament. We, you know, again, what I allude to is we played hard. We just didn't capitalize on our scoring chances. We hit a few pipes. We had a lot of grade A opportunities in front of the net that we missed wide. And again, we got to nail that down and finish, because those are it's a fine line between winning and losing in low scoring games, as you're going to see going forward here. And again, like I said, when we went on that bus down to Minneapolis, we had the attitude of winning that thing, even though we were guaranteed to be in the national tournament.
And, of course, we forget the first night, you know, your afternoon, I guess, you're in the lead for a good chunk of the game. The second time, second night ends up a tight game as well. Not to mention, I think we all as fans take for granted how good the NCHC is, right? I mean, any given night, there's a national champion on the ice facing another potential national champion. I mean, it's just good hockey.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, all the four teams that were down here this past weekend, they were tight. You look at the records that we had, other than, you know, we were 4-0 against Duluth. We beat them four times. Those games were very tight, even though they were, you know, we beat them four times. We played St. Cloud, we were 1-1 against them. We played Denver, we were 2-2-1 with the tie. So again, 500 record. That's what it is. You have four good teams that it could go either way.
All right, about a minute left. Quickly about Notre Dame. Obviously, we talked a little bit about Michigan and Northeastern, the other team that could end up being the second night opponent if you get by Northeastern is Notre Dame. What do we know about them?
Well, you know what, Scott, I'll be honest with you. We've got Priest out on them, and what we're focusing on right now is Northeastern, because that's who we play at 1 o'clock. We'll eventually get to them later on in the week here. But again, like I said, our focus is no further than 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon against Northeastern. So, again, we realize that there's Michigan and Notre Dame there. But again, it makes no sense to move on to work about, you know, look at them until we get all the details on Northeastern here.
Well, congrats on one heck of a season, and I know you got the blinders on, focusing on one game at 1 o'clock on Friday. Understandable, but it's been a great season, and look forward to a few more wins here. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Brad Berry, the coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, taking on Northeastern, Friday, 1 o'clock, in another NCAA tournament. I should know this, but it's an amazing string of NCAA tournaments that they've been in the last number of years. And that's no small deal. It's like, you know, for basketball fans, think about that. That's just, you know, where you become a perennial, a Kentucky, a Duke in March Madness, where you're there every year and competing for it. So it's pretty extraordinary. Back to your calls when we continue after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Big question of the day is, if we put you in the big chair and said you're in charge, what would you do about stopping, preventing, thwarting these terrorist attacks? Now, 31 dead after blasts in the airport and subway in Brussels. Brussels is the capital of Europe. This is the head of the EU, okay? This is all by design. scare people in Brussels. Timed attacks and multiple explosions at transportation hubs in Brussels. You're in the big chair. What do you do to stop it? Tell me. Brought to you in part today by Polar Service Center. Williston and Killdeer locations are looking for talent right now. Talent that know a little something about tank trailer mechanic work, being a service technician. If you want to be appreciated, if you're an experienced mechanic, you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization, how about up to $32 an hour? And if you have experience with troubleshooting and repairing tank trailers, then this is an opportunity for you. They're seeking tank trailer technicians with 5-plus years of experience and are paying up to $35 an hour. $32 an hour. Above that, though, a housing allowance in Killdeer, as an example. And, of course, 401K with employer match and a flexible spending account and paid time off program and a great benefits package of medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance. Call my friend Terry. Terry Eckstein's the HR man at Polar Service Center. And he said, Scott, I don't need any online, I mean, Craigslist, any of them, because your listeners are the best. We're hiring them. We appreciate what they do. Call Terry, 507-696-1164, 507-696-1164, and go to work at Polar Service Center. All right, Stuart and Garrison on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You're next at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Well, good. I'm hey, Scott, good. Actually, but Todd's here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Darn it.
You got one of each of us, so that's good.
Both of you guys, my friends. Anyway, this bombing in Brussels, and Brussels is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in. But isn't that the B squad that did that? Isn't that what the president called them?
Yeah. The JV, actually, I think.
Yeah, JV, yeah. Junior Varsity. Yeah. So we don't have to worry about them. And then,
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, but I want to get your point. I just wanted to say, if George W. Bush, as president, had called ISIS the JV, and then JV had done what they did in Paris and San Bernardino and now in Belgium, how many times do you think it would have been mentioned on the television today? The president referred
isn't
to them.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Anyway, sorry, I digress.
I didn't want to interrupt Coach Berry, because I wanted to hear what he had to say, but is 710 AM, is that your sister station?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to bring up Paul Allen. I listened to his show. I think it's The Fan is what it's called.
Yeah.
It was either a Saturday morning or Friday afternoon, whatever. But he made the comment that, and it was on Facebook, I guess. I don't subscribe to any of that stuff. He said at the XL Energy Center where the Big Ten tournament was held, there was more people watching the game at Buffalo Wild Wings than there was at they broke up the WCHA for money, and they can't even fill up a stadium for that. Isn't that something?
That is something. Holy cow.
Yeah, at one point during the, I think it was the Wisconsin-Penn State game at the X, there was only like, 400 people in the stands.
It's a disgrace.
Well, they said
they did that.
There was like three people in every section.
They broke up one of the greatest tournaments that, you know, was as fun as the national tournament every year. And downtown St. Paul
was perfect. Well, the WCHA was one heck of a conference. And I tell you what, North Dakota's in a much better conference than the Big Ten. There's no question about it.
Yeah, they are. Good point, Stuart. Thanks for the call. Here's another call about Brussels and what happened. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
Gordy from Fargo. I just wanted to comment on this whole Brussels situation and what do we do to fix it. Well, first of all, you have to understand where it comes from. The people that are allowing these folks into countries are either stupid or incompetent or run by political correctness, which means they're both. And in order to fix it, we have to go back in our history books and look at how Thomas Jefferson dealt with the Barbary pirates. He went after them. He defeated them. He didn't allow them to come into the United States of America. So people who don't understand history are doomed to repeat it. And all of our failures, even though the magnitude of them is more because of political correctness, and all of our successes in the history of this country can be looked back on in our history books, potentially, if they're not amended by the politically correct unions. But
now what? Does that
crap, it cut off.
So weird. Technical term? Crap? Yeah. Cut off?
Yeah.
Call the engineer and say we
can't
got a crap.
Can't really play. Can't really play.
There you go.
Crap.
All right. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Fake Flavor Hotline. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.